146 countries have submitted their commitments to emissions cuts to the United Nations, but there's a consensus that the total cuts are still not enough to reach the intended goal. This is where the idea of periodic checks comes in, to see how each country is adhering to its commitments. China appears to have agreed in principle to such checks. During Hollande's visit, in a joint statement, both countries said that progress should be reviewed every 5 years, but didn't give any details on how this would be done, nor the consequences for not complying. Hollande called this agreement a historic step forward, and he would, of course, as the host country of the UN climate conference, France is under pressure to deliver a deal. Cyril Cassisa works for a French energy consultant, Enerdata. Until this summer, he was based in Beijing, working on climate issues for the French Foreign Affairs Ministry. He says public declarations like these are an important part of the negotiation.
By going to China, Hollande makes the sign that he communicates with China. Of course, he has been to many countries because he doesn't need to focus on one country, but it's very important to go to China before the COP because China is the biggest emitter, is the second economy. If there was not this kind of political exchange at the top level, then probably the fight against climate change would take longer.
And yet, Cassisa says France has little influence on China's commitments to reducing carbon emissions.
I don't think that the visit of François Hollande will help to change the commitment of China. But the French diplomacy will certainly help to have a better communication about what's behind the commitment.
In June, China, the world's biggest polluter and the second biggest economy, pledged to reduce emissions by 60% to 65% over 15 years. It submitted its intended nationally determined contribution, or INDC, in October. While France may not influence these commitments, Cyril Cassisa says it could help with what comes next. The INDCs are just words.
Behind that, you need to put in place many instruments, policies, to achieve this target. For example, China has said that they want to achieve 60 to 65% emission reduction by 2030. So this is a number, but what does it mean? I think France could help to better communicate what China is going to do, because the main issue is to have a mutual understanding between countries about what they're going to do. If you just focus on the document, you don't have so many information. So I think the main issue is to communicate what is behind. If China is going to achieve the target, or it's just a paper saying some number, then we never do.
China is looking to market-based solutions, for example, and has been experimenting with cap-and-trade policies. France, says Cassisa, by endorsing such policies could help China move forward. The French president is traveling to China with a delegation of 40 French business leaders. Hollande evoked the green economy as a reason to partner with China. France wants this agreement on the climate to succeed, he said, but we also want to bring all of our companies to what will be a big reconversion of the Chinese economy.
Grande reconversion de l'économie chinoise.
France is among other major EU countries, including Germany and Britain, that's wooing China in the hope of winning business. And it could be working. France's nuclear giant Areva yesterday announced a potential deal in which the state-owned China National Nuclear Corporation could take a minority stake in its capital. Nuclear is big business for France, and while it's committed to introducing more renewable energy at home, it will be looking to export the technology abroad.